se pour changer ton nom. On va t'appeler madame, madame canaille comme moi. Fifi, t'es trop mignonne.
How's it going?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I brought this Neon Joe comic book. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. Happy to talk about it. It's pretty kick-ass.
Nice.
Now,
how do we start?
I mean, I've seen you on Parks and Rec. I've watched the entire show. I'm a huge fan. What drove you to make this show? Like, what was the determining factor that made you say, I'm going to make Neon Joe Werewolf Hunter?
This is more of a promotional thing, but it really plays the tone very dramatically and seriously. I mean, the comic book is, it's amazing. If anyone's at the panel, they're giving it away at the panel. It's so fucking cool. And the first thing you see is werewolf pubes.
Jesus.
So you kind of get the tone like, all right, it's stupid. But I mean, look, this looks incredible. And the show does too. Listen, I think one of the things I'm very proud about the show, I mean, the thing I think I'm most excited about is that I made this stupid joke and then got called on it, and then we made this show and it turned out, I think, great. And it looks really beautiful. It's beautifully shot. Looks amazing. We play it very dramatically, even though it's a stupid comedy. And I'm pretty legitimately excited about it. The cast is really good. I think you're meeting... I mean, the cast is amazing. Even the people that you may not know by name that aren't here, some really truly incredible New York character actors. There's a Tony Award winning guy in the show. Reggie Cathy does a cameo in it, and that guy is, I can't believe he did the show. That guy's incredible. Sorry, go ahead.
Is there any correlation, as you're talking about the comic book, is there any correlation between that and how you're framing shots and things between the show? Like, are you trying to make a tie there visually?
Between the show and the comic?
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, the comic came after the show. They were given the pilot and stills as a frame of reference. They were just, you know, basically just said, match the tone of the show.
Okay.
I'm sure they designed it. I mean, to me, I've never made a comic, and to me, it's very, obviously, it's a visual thing, but plays very cinematically, and they did a really great job of capturing the tone of the show. I mean, I think this comic book, I'm almost as excited about this as I am the show. It's so good. It looks incredible.
So what was it like creating from the ground up something from a joke, like inventing an entire world from a joke as opposed to having like a pitch like set up?
It was it was challenging. It was an enjoyable challenge because it's strange because it's really sitting down with no idea. I mean, there was nothing. And so it just became a thing of how is this going to be funny? How is it going to be annoyingly, pleasingly stupid? How's it going to be different from Delocated so it's not more of the same? And, you know, just trying to think about what it could become. I mean, I'm trying to speak without giving things away.
Yeah.
You know, it's set in this small town in Vermont. It's sort of, and I think from there, it's, to me, it became similar to Jaws in the pilot, where it's, have you guys seen clips or the pilot or anything like that?
I saw one clip on Adult Swim the other night, actually. They ran something, but like, they basically have just been running like little teasers and stuff because they're not trying to give away too much of the plot. I just have one quick question. Scott brought this up. He said that the werewolves might not actually be there.
they so might not actually be there?
Yeah, like yeah, they might not exist. Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What's the name of Sonny's Tavern? Coco's. Wait, you said the werewolves might not exist?
It's a mystery for a while, right?
Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, I said by the end you will know definitively whether there are werewolves in this universe or not, but it takes a while, right?
Perhaps.
Yeah. So I'm on point.
I mean, that's the thing we're going to blow minds with this show. When it says Werewolf Hunter and there's no werewolves.
Last question.
But yeah, there's other twists that happen in the show that we certainly can't say. But it definitely takes some, like, very strange turns where it's like, the fuck? And it's kind of enjoyably so. But I don't know if that answers your question. It was a fun process. It was just challenging to kind of figure out what it is. But I liked it. I was happy to get to make it from a joke. It's fun to be issued a challenge like, that's dumb, go write that.
Now, last question, this is a serial series as opposed to a lot of other things that Cartoon Network has aired before. before that are like, you know, there'll be one thing and then the next thing is completely a different story and characters that have died.
Correct. This follows a story. It's 5 episodes. It's playing as a mini series, so it'll air on consecutive nights. And it definitely, I mean, every episode is its own story. But there are things that you have to track and that will start to make sense by the end and you discover what they are. So yes, things will sort of connect even though each episode is its own story.
All right, we have to end on that one.
Sorry, and thank you.
Thank you. So I have a question.
Oh, like, great.
That's
good
to
work out.
So we don't know a lot about the show at all.
No.
So what can
Are you excited about it?
I'm super excited about it. I'm really excited about the cast and John Glaser working on it and you guys working on it. And I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your characters and what we could expect from watching it.
Well, it takes place in a small town in Vermont.
Garrity, Vermont.
And Stephanie's the mayor.
I am. Mayor Carol Blanton.
That is awesome.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to provide you such joy.
And I am a colorful local.
Yes, very colorful local. Yep.
And so my follow-up for that is also Cartoon Network tends to put on 15-minute shows, and this is a 30-minute show. So how is that... and I know you've done some things for Cartoon Network before, so how is it different filming a 30-minute show, like 6 pages and 8 pages of that a day, well, versus like a 15-minute show?
The 15-minute shows I've done were all animated, so that's a relatively short day for an actor. And here, you know, it's like a shooting a regular show, single-camera show, so it's 14-hour days. So there's a difference there. But also, this is nice because there's a certain amount of storytelling that can get done in a half hour that you can't do in 15, and character development and stuff. Am I doing this too much?
No, that is all good.
And so there's, I think, you can get a little more inside the characters and the situations with a half hour.
I think to me, because we shot it all at once, it's 2.5 hours basically of programming, it felt like shooting kind of a movie.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? We did because we did it all in one.
And it is a connected story. It's the it does progress. It is an arc. So it does feel like a movie.
Yeah, it's a mini series. We basically shot a mini series. We shot the craziest mini series of all time.
It's just like Roots.
But with vampires and werewolves. And
werewolves. Yeah.
No vampires.
I want to be really specific about that.
So what attracted you to the show and what attracted you to the characters that you read the scripts for? And also, is being mayor a nice promotion for being district attorney?
Being mayor is an excellent promotion, actually. I get to be a randy lesbian mayor, which is even more fun.
And good for ratings.
I have some pretty attractive girlfriends.
We've actually appeared. Excuse me to interrupt, but we've played. You've played a lesbian with me as well.
I'm lesbian for Scott. on 30 Rock. That's right.
That's right. She was. She almost dated Tina on 30 Rock.
I always wanted to come back, but it didn't happen. But you got Matt Damon instead, whoever that is. You know, we shot the pilot for this actually quite some time before the show was picked up. Don't you remember?
We shot it a year before we then came and shot the series.
So we sort of all assumed that it was, you know, if you don't hear for a year, you think, well, that's too bad. And then it reappeared magically with dramatic changes, actually.
Yeah, the pilot we could use only about a third of it, I think it was. And the rest was all reshot, retooled. Because now there was the opportunity to tell a much larger story with many different characters, with their own storylines. So things had to change for that.
And I'll be completely honest. Because we had shot the pilot, I felt pretty familiar with my character, and I was excited about it. And I was quite busy in the weeks before production began, so I must admit I didn't bother to read all of the new scripts. And then I went in for a wardrobe fitting, and I was like, "Who's that?" And like, "That's your character." And I said, "Wow, I should read this stuff." Then I did while we were shooting.
Yes, it was not typical mayor garb.
Was it? No,
it was all set.
Yeah.
Alright, so we've heard about Stephanie's character. Scott, who do you play on the show?
I play a guy who runs the local tavern.
Yes.
And I want to be Joe's best friend, essentially. I'm not what you would call a subtle character. So I don't want to say too much. I'm not even sure what to say about him. He's very eager, and he likes to do a good job, and he's got something else beyond just running his bar going on.
That's chowder.
He has chowder night as well.
There's a lot of chowder.
But even beyond chowder.
Reading about the humor and the silver bullet pants and things like that, would you say that that's the driving force behind what you're reading, or is it kind of incidental to the story? How does the humor work in combination with what you're talking about?
Well, it's Glazer's sensibilities, and Glazer is a brilliant, original voice in comedy, as far as I can see. And so everything filters through him, and he is so... He's just incredibly funny in this role that he's written for himself. It's really, really a pleasure just to be on the set and watch him work through his script, because it's really funny, and he's really good at it. What was your question?
The correlation between the humor and the storyline, and if the humor is sort of the driving force of the storyline, or if it's just kind of incidental to what's going on.
I think it starts with what's funny, how do we serve funny, and then... The comedy is best served by a coherent through line. So, you know, the joke is king, but everything else supports that joke really well, and without a structure, without a compelling need to follow the characters, then the humor doesn't land. Then it would be a 15-minute show that was just one pilot, you know. But when you've got a series, you've got to be invested dramatically in the characters as well. So I would say comedy first and structure second.
I have a question about werewolves in the show.
All right.
Do you see transformations? Are they Michael Jackson Thriller transformations?
Well, I think... Go ahead.
No, I think... Are we both trying to avoid answering without answering?
There may be a question of whether there are real werewolves in the show.
Okay.
Yes. I think that's an excellent way to put it. There is some question.
So it has a pretty epic storyline, and what you just pretty epic, and especially for a 30-minute, and because usually you put that in like an hour, and you just mentioned that there aren't, there may be no werewolves actually in this show. So is this kind of more like a witch hunt, and like the epicness of this is more about like the psychology than it is about like what we're actually watching?
I would say it's about our hero's epic journey to himself, to return to himself.
And
we follow his plights and his struggles.
And by the end, you will know definitively whether there are werewolves in this universe or not.
Yes.
So it's like a Don Quixote kind of...
It might be.
That is a very nice comparison. Yes, it's exactly like Cervantes.
I'm Sancho.
That was the I'll be Dulce.
Yeah.
Just ask John. It was all about Spanish literature.
So now, I read that the whole concept from John came from a joke when he was on Jimmy Fallon that he made. So when John approached you, or you got approached with his story of the origin of the character and how he came up with it, what was your reaction to that?
Didn't you know? I'm sure you knew before I did, that how he got to this character.
Yeah.
You can't believe somebody would put money behind it and make a series, but they did.
That's Adult Swim.
I mean, yeah, it's amazing.
Mike Lazo was in charge of Adult Swim, and he watched that and said, I'm sure John will tell you a better story, but he called John the next day and said, what was that? And John said, it was just a joke, stupid joke. And Lazo said, I want to see that show. So John was like, uh-oh, now I got to take what I just made up on the spot and make this into a series.
To reverse engineer it into 2.5 hours of programming.
Yeah.
Okay, last question.
Are we good?
Anyone? Well, anyone? Okay, so how much does being in Vermont play a role in the story itself?
Huge. Did you say?
Yeah.
The B&B capital of America? Yes.
Yes.
B&Bs figure prominently in this story.
Yay, that's so pretty.
Yes.
Or are they
filled with baby werewolves?
there may be something sinister in B&Bs.
That's all we're saying.
It may not have anything to do with werewolves.
Right.
Honestly, the juxtaposition of the neon crazy outfit and the nice
and the muffins.
Yeah.
We got
then
a lot
you
of
are our
out
target
out
audience. Yeah, exactly. Exactly what we're looking for.
We made
for
it for you, then.
Alrighty. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
He's not prepared to lose.
What about Affleck? What do you feel? Be honest. Everybody, start your recorders.
He's good.
I was going to say, I wasn't in on it right when they cast him. I will admit I was one of the Affleck naysayers. But as it's, you know, as we've gotten more and more little bits and pieces, seeing him in the suit, so on and so forth, I think it's going to be good.
What about the storyline?
Yeah, the storyline.
Because they demolished it. Am I right?
I mean,
the inciting incident in the comic, right, of Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm a pretty big Batman fan. The inciting incident in the comic was that Batman wanted to make Superman. He sees that. Without evil, there can be no good.
This is going to be our interview.
And without
Batman
good,
experts, Steve,
you
Service.
Know that you We're have to have. Batman. There needs to be yin and yang. And if you have Superman come in and demolish all evil, then who's going to be the evil one? And Batman, because he is so bright, says, "Well, eventually, it's going to be Superman." Yeah. And then he kicks Superman's ass.
So you've seen the trailer, right?
But that's not this movie.
I thought that was just the blatant irresponsibility of Superman's actions. Like, it looked like he was just
Well, that's offended. The movie.
That's yeah. the movie.
That's
yeah.
the movie. But there is a comic book storyline yeah. that the movie completely ignores.
So
that's all
you,
I'm saying.
Who do you guys want to win?
Batman.
Well, but how does Batman...
Everyone wants Batman to win, but we all saw in the trailer Superman ripped the top of the Batmobile off.
Like, I'll tell you that in the comic, Batman kicks his ass.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
The other thing is that makes this a wild card...
To do one last thing. Sorry.
I feel like they're not friends yet in
no,
this
they're
universe.
Not.
And I think that's a lot of time why Batman wins. It's because Superman's like, no, my buddy Bruce, I won't hurt you. Like,
right. No, you're right.
I mean, like, it's a decent deal.
All right, Neon Joe,
Batman
who are you guys playing
werewolf.
On the show?
Oh, I play Sheriff Dalton. I play the town sheriff.
I play Cleve Menu, the janitor in the town.
Town janitor.
I had to research the role cleaning of my...
So, how do your characters fit into the storyline? And like, because a lot of times in stories like this, like the sheriff is actually like in more in the background and like kind of arrogant, and the janitor is the one who like comes out with like nunchucks. And
yeah.
Like, so how?
That's not too far off. Yeah. Did you see this already?
How do you, I just love horror, like horror chronology and mythology, and this seems like it would probably follow a lot of those same points and kind of parody them. So is that kind of how your characters are, or are they going to be like, is it a little off canon for a horror story mythology?
For my character, it is off. It is off. Although there's an antagonistic kind of vibe between Neon Joe and I, it's definitely a buddy relationship of trying to rid the town of this terror.
Yeah, I think my character looks up to Neon Joe, and. You know, I suppose a janitor would look up to most people. So, fitting with that, right?
So, the show already having a silly premise and, you know, crazy characters. Were there any kind of pranks or, like, jokes you guys were pulling on each other during production?
Yeah, always. I mean, you know, it's just a fun set, so, you know, I guess we screw with each other quite a bit, but in terms of pranks, I mean, I think that He put spiders in my toilet in my trailer.
It was rough.
It wasn't. We didn't talk for a week after that.
That was that one time. Spiders in the toilet. He's arachnophobic.
Yeah. So
as soon as I found that out, I had to go get some.
But
fake
please
spider.
Don't print that I'm arachnophobic. No.
Yeah, so I know that you've worked with Adult Swim before on Delocated, and you haven't, right?
I was on a couple episodes of The Harshy Holler, and that's about it. I work with Cartoon Network, but not Adult Swim.
But what I was going to ask was, what made you take this project? Like, what made you know that this was a good idea?
Well, it's funny, because I had a good time on The Harshy Holler, and then I got an email about this, and then I forwarded it to my manager, because sometimes, like, you get something called Neon Joe the Werewolf Hunter, you don't know quite how to even process that, you know what I mean? And then my manager was like, oh, I love this, you know, testament to her, but it's hard to make, I don't know if you feel this way, sometimes, depending on what it is, just a decision, like because I didn't know John before or anything like that, so it's always good to have somebody else help you out on a decision, but yeah. And then I watched Delocated and stuff like that, but I didn't know immediately, you know.
Great, last question, guys.
Since you started off talking about Batman, would you consider the sheriff Neon Joe's Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody else asked that too. That was a great question. That was a great question there and over there.
And he didn't even bring up Batman.
Yeah, sure. I didn't even bring that up, but that's exactly the kind of situation. Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com. Email us at contact@everythingaction.com. Facebook.com/everything.action. Twitter.com/EVAction. Everythingaction.tumblr.com. And search for us on the iTunes Music Store and Stitcher.com.